Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Kopel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Sean Walship of Cali Barbecue Media, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip that you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about the worst investments, both financially and in time, that Sean's made in marketing.
The worst investment by far was expecting someone to tell our story, was building a business in a difficult part of San Diego and hoping that because we built a great business and we were doing something great for our community, which wasn't happening in our community, that someone from the newspaper, someone from the news, someone from the radio would come and tell our story, and that would lead to more sales. That took 5 years. You know, 5 years, we finally figured out how to run a profitable restaurant. We finally figured out how to pay our employees and to do all the right things that you have to do to build a brand and to be engaged, to be profitable and sustainable. And we were really excited about that. And I spent a lot of time and money researching public relations and how to write a press release and how to get the news to care about our story. And ultimately, I sent out a bunch of press releases for our five-year anniversary. And guess what? No one came. Not only did no one come, no one responded to the press releases. And it was at that time where I decided that we're going to tell our own story. We're going to use all the tools that are available, all the technology that is available, all the social platforms, and start learning how to do video, start learning how to write words, how to start learning how to take photos, and ultimately become our own media company. And that's what we believe every restaurant owner needs to do, is that there's never been an easier time to become your own media company and tell your own story. By doing that, you will get all the press that you want.
So I want to build off of that, because I do think that there is a lot more to be said for the media you create yourself than earned media. But you guys do get a fair amount of earned media. How does that happen?
That's the irony. That's the irony and the lesson that we learned, is that the way that media, earned media, happens is they find it through content. So the content that you create, whether that's on TikTok, whether that's on LinkedIn, whether that's on Twitter, whether that's on Facebook, whether that's on Instagram, the content that you create and the better that you get at sharing your story and the story of your village and the things that you're doing in your restaurant to impact your community, the better that we got at doing that, the deeper the relationships were with people that were producers, people that were reporters, people that were anchors, people that were on radio, people that were writers. Literally, Troy Johnson is the food writer. He now owns San Diego Magazine. He just purchased it. I waited for 13 years for Troy to give a shit about who we were. Ultimately dreaming, you know, how cool would it be to have Troy Johnson, the lead writer from San Diego Magazine, come out and write a story about our barbecue in Spring Valley? Never happened. It did happen eventually, 13 years later, after we started working with ghost kitchens and started building a digital brand and starting doing things differently. But that all happened through hard work. It didn't happen because we thought that we were great. Being in business isn't newsworthy.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a one-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Kopel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.